If you look down the left side of this painting, you'll see a little house. The flag tells us it's a wine shop. Further up, two groups of men are carousing in a grove of trees. The various types of trees suggest the different sensibilities of these friends as they savor a brief escape from the cares of the world. A mellow haze suffuses the entire scene. The warm red tones of this splendid autumn day playfully echo the flush of intoxication. The hues may also conceal a nostalgic reference to the rulers of the fallen Ming Dynasty, whose surname, Zhu, means crimson. This reference is particularly poignant when we recall that the artist, Shi Tao, was a descendant of the Ming royal house. He concealed his true identity after the Manchu conquest by becoming a Buddhist monk. Certainly no practicing Buddhist would have reveled in the life of the senses as the painter does here. The work was made in the last decade of the artist's life, when Shi Tao, disillusioned with the politics of the priesthood, had renounced his ties to the Buddhist establishment. A master calligrapher as well as an innovative painter, Shi Tao used three script styles in the calligraphy of his poems. The poem on the left invites the viewer to enter into the image and become drunk on the painting itself.